When Ukrainians in Toronto learn to decorate Easter eggs, they aren't just having fun. They're helping to preserve a part of their heritage, one that might have died if not for people living outside Ukraine. At the St. Vladimir Institute in Toronto, Ukrainian Canadians are learning the delicate art of pisanka. That's Easter eggs, Ukrainian style. Cultural director Lydia Smilka says the art almost died when it was banned for two generations during the Soviet occupation of Ukraine.
Now it's okay, since, you know, independence of Ukraine, a lot of has changed. But my generation doesn't know how to do pisanka at all.
Smilka says teaching the art here in Canada has kept the tradition alive.
Canada and those Ukrainians abroad, they were able to preserve the tradition. And now even Ukrainians from Ukraine come and learn here because it began to die. It's like, you know, dying art.
Pisanka instructor Olenka Klaban says pisanka writing is a critical part of Ukrainian culture.
I'd say it's at the root of the culture. It's one of the oldest art forms that the Ukrainian culture has.
About 7,000 years old, according to Klaban. Dr. Ernest Ivashuk explains why he wants to learn pisanka writing.
My grandfather was born in southern Ukraine and came to Canada 100 years ago. So I've decided to rediscover my roots, and I'm going to Ukrainian class, and I've been now to Ukraine three times.
I'm Tim Burden for Observer Radio News.